It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome to the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. And I'd like to introduce you to a super famous person that started at Bentworth High School in Washington County, Justine Ezarek, who I met when she was first getting started, and now over a billion views on her YouTube channel, I, Justine. Good morning and welcome home. You're visiting.
Good morning. Thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely still waking up. I'm on West Coast time for sure, but this is awesome.
I understand. Do you remember what year it was that you began by living your life 24/7 online streaming?
Yeah, it was probably around 2007. It was definitely a very early time. I mean, Twitter had just got started around 2006. Instagram, I don't even think was here yet. So it was all very, very new.
And then you, it just kept going for you where you became this really young and powerful voice in the tech world. Everything, this new technology you presented, and companies just were attracted to the power that you have on social media, and you became a social media star.
Yeah, it's really wild because back then, I mean, this wasn't a thing. And I do remember going around Pittsburgh, I was always filming things. And even in LA, when I finally did move, everyone was making fun of you because you did really look silly, obviously doing the live streaming. But for me, it was more about kind of like the technology behind it. Like the fact that I was able to live stream for 6 months straight from a laptop and a camera. It was more about that experience than sort of like filming myself. It was more just like experimenting. And I think now, you know, most kids want to be social media stars. They want to be YouTubers. But I think the misconception is it is a ton of work. Like I'm still editing a bunch of my videos. You know, I was up late even, you know, editing some stuff I'm posting today. So it's fun, but like you really do truly have to enjoy it.
So it is like a job. It's not all just all these cool things you show us and get to do, right?
I mean, it's more of a job than any job I've ever had, but you know, it's something that's so fun and it's my own and I'm my own boss. So sometimes I would like to have a better boss because sometimes I let myself have a day off when I know I shouldn't.
I got you. I see you with your sister, Jenna, doing some cool stuff. I've kind of followed since you've been on the air on social media, and we're still on the air. Paul, meet Justine.
Hey, Justine, how you doing?
It's our anchor man.
Hi,
Justine.
Doing well. Nice to meet you.
You know, I want to know, this is something that I'm fascinated by. I have people I follow on YouTube, and they really have perfected, it seems to me, their messages and how they target those messages to the people that are following them. How did you learn to do that? What are you doing right now?
A lot of it is like listening to your audience, and also because I'm somebody who also edits my own content. If I start watching something or working on a project, I'm like, this is so boring. Like, I can't post this. It's more like, what do I want to watch? And I think that's a really good gauge. So yeah, I mean, I think it's just been doing it for so long too. You kind of really just learn. And I think listening again to your audience, what they like, and just ask them. I mean, that's the best part is, you know, you are talking directly to them. And if there's one thing that we know, the internet is very vocal and they will let you know what they like and don't like.
What area of interest is driving people to your channel right now?
Mostly it's tech. I mean, I do a ton of like Apple stuff, but also video games, travel, a lot of EVs. And of course, I have a cute doggy too. So if anyone's watching, they can see him right there.
Oh, but what's your dog's name?
It's pretty much anything in the tech space. His name is Maddie.
Maddie. Well, being from Bentworth High School and being now this international social media star, it's kind of cool because, as maybe you know, KDK Radio is the world's first commercial radio station. So that was a big tech breakthrough, you know, in 1920. And then you were on the cutting edge with the streaming live 24/7 for 6 months. And now here you are all these years later, where we are technologically able to have people see you on the radio if they're following our live stream. So it's a mesh of these things coming together. Where are we going, Justine, with all this technology?
I mean, it is hard to say, but I think that's the fun part. And that's why I love tech so much. And I think even for me, like growing up, you know, it was very hard to keep my interest in things. And with tech, it just never stops. And I think even entering into this new AI era, which I think can be very scary for people, it's more about not letting AI replace us and learning how we work with AI so that we can have it help us do our jobs better. So it's been really fun kind of diving into that whole space.
And we've invited Justine to be with us, Paul, because she is the star of a film that's going to be shown starting Thursday at the Pittsburgh Film Festival at the Harris Theater. It's called The Great One. And Justine, the story of this movie being made in and of itself is incredible. But this is such a great story about the backdrop being Roberto Clemente's 3000th hit and kids who were kids then. You grow up, and that's where you come in as the star of the film. How difficult was it for you? Because I know you've done stuff before on television shows and in movies, but this is special.
No, definitely. I mean, I've never sort of been the star of a film. I've done a bunch of cameos in movies and TV shows and things like that, but it's definitely very different when, you know, you are kind of the central character. But it's interesting because they had already shot all of the parts of this film of the younger kids. So I kind of came in sort of to finish off the film and sort of carry on what Sophie, the mini Molly, had already done. So it was some very large shoes to fill because her performance on screen was just so amazing. And it was really just the casting could not have been more perfect. Like, we both look so much alike, and it was just so fun to kind of come in, especially having my first film be in Pittsburgh and about Pittsburgh was so meaningful. And I will actually be at the Thursday showing, so I'm so excited to see everyone.
I remember when they said, hey, we cast this I, Justine. I'm like, wait a minute. I know I, Justine. This is perfect. You have a few more minutes because I want to talk more about the film. If you would stay with us for a couple more minutes, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. I, Justine. Justine is Eric on the Big K Morning Show. We continue our conversation with Justine Ezerick, Bentworth High School, Washington County, and she is an amazing influencer. They call it Lifecaster. I, Justine, over 1 billion views on her YouTube channel, and star of a new movie called The Great One, which will really, this is it, the debut at the Pittsburgh Film Festival Thursday night at the Harris Theater, and also it will be shown Saturday in Sewickley at the Lindsay Theater. Justine, are you anxious to hear what the audience will think? Because you get instant reaction to everything you do online, but a movie's a little different. This has been in the can for a while.
Yeah, I posted yesterday for the first time talking about it, and everyone was like, wait a minute, how did we not know that you filmed this in 2007 or 2017, and we're just hearing about it now?
I can't believe it's that long. I do want to talk a little bit about the background of this film. So I knew the late screenwriter and director, Russ Babinis. You know, Pittsburgh's, you're a half person from everybody. And I met Russ and he talked about this idea, and he had this script idea about The Great One. The backdrop is Roberto Clemente's 3000th hit and these kids, and then they grow up. And there's a really great story behind that. Never realizing two things, that they started filming this in 2015, and you were part of, as you said, all of it was already done when you came in as the star after, and the young people obviously have grown up since, and they haven't seen the finished product.
Yes.
And Russ tragically passes away around 2020, and credit to Brian and Cody Hartman and Steve Biddle for sticking with this, because here we are almost 10 years later on the eve of The Great One. There's so much good karma involved in this, Justine.
I know. I'm so excited. It was, and Russ was such obviously like a huge part of this as well. And just his passion and love for this film, I'm just so happy that it's finally getting to see the light of day, and hopefully it will make him so proud to finally, you know, see it come to fruition.
It's really an homage to him. And again, the people behind it, PMI Films, and I mentioned Brian and Cody Hartman and Steve Biddle, without the collective efforts to just resurrect this thing, because they had to go through COVID and everything was delayed, but it's like it was meant to be, because Roberto's name has been in the news so much lately. So when people are going to ask you, now that you put it out publicly, that you're the star of The Great One, what's the storyline?
I mean, for me, I think, you know, going through sort of like my own grieving journey over the years, it was so interesting to kind of rewatch it now and kind of like see myself also in a completely different light. So not only kind of watching this movie of these two kids and their friendship and growing up and moving away, you know, I felt like a piece of me is also in the film. And what I think is going to be so fun for a lot of people in Pittsburgh is to sort of go back and sort of see what it was like in the 70s, just to have this slice of life, to see what it was like for kids, them as kids, and sort of see themselves in this film. And there's just so many fun little throwbacks to Pittsburgh. And I'm so excited because I know my dad is listening right now. So hi, Dad. And he's going to be at the film, and my grandma. So it's going to be fun to see kind of like what they think too, because it's something that I think anyone from any generation can sort of find a piece of enjoyment in.
Well, your sister's got to be excited for you too. And then all your followers, as you mentioned, and they're now going, why didn't we know about this till now, Justine?
A few people were like, we remember you posted a few things, but we didn't know what it was. And that was back in, you know, so long ago, like 7 years. So it's really exciting to kind of share this content. And I was going back through my camera roll trying to find like, what did I film? What can I post? So it's cool to, you know, just resurrect it, and it will finally, it'll be out there for everyone to see. And the crazy part is the kids in the film, they're in college now. They could have probably played the older versions of themselves in the movie.
I know. There's so much into this film. It's so special for that reason. It's called The Great One. Thursday night, Pittsburgh Film Festival at the Harris Theater, and then Saturday in Sewickley at the Lindsay Theater.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Get her. Do you now, and I know you've been on other shows as we talked about, but do you have that itch maybe? Maybe somebody sees this and says, hey, Justine, we got more for you in the film business. Would you be interested?
Exactly. I've done, I think, so many things right now, like sort of in this genre of entertainment, but I've never, well, until now, you know, done a film. So I think it could be a whole new thing. And it's just another, you know, piece of the story. And for me, it's like, if I am enjoying doing it, like I will definitely, you know, take that chance and try it out. So never say never.
Well, also before you go, what's it like when you go home and everybody recognizes you from your social media stardom?
It's usually when I go to tech stores. So every time I go to Best Buy, they're like, wait, what are you doing here?
Hey, something cool must be happening because I, Justine's in the house.
It's true, but I'm so excited to see the film. And I will be at the film, so if anyone wants to come say hi, they'll be able to see the film, and there's a Q&A after. So we'll have lots of questions and answers, I'm sure.
We'll break a leg. Good luck with everything. It's so good to catch up with you after all these years, and
you
I'm happy for your success.
Thank you. You too. It's good to see you.
All right. Justine is Eric, Bentworth High School, Washington County. We claim her right in this region. She's having incredible success. The Great One, Pittsburgh Film Festival again, Thursday at the Harris Theater, Saturday at the Lindsay in Sewickley. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Something going on with the Steelers?
Yes, Omar Khan appears to have struck again, Larry. And ordinarily, I wouldn't say much about this, except that it's another speedy receiver that the Steelers are reportedly picking up to sign to the practice squad from Jacksonville, Jamal Agnew, who is very fast. And when you stop and consider the idea that Calvin Austin may be hurt. There may be space on the starting roster for someone here pretty quickly.
Get a guy. We'll probably hear more at noon today.
He just does such a good job of finding people that are useful. I think it was worth bringing up.
Well, the two guys he got before the trade deadline had an impact in a big way.
Exactly.
On Sunday. All right. Earlier this morning, we talked to Dr. Christian Conti, who's an expert in anger management, about de-escalating emotions post-election, and wanted to share the conversation that Paul and I had with Dr. Conti about just that.
I thought about this morning when I was little, there was a saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I think when we learned that, it was empowering for us. But what the statement doesn't say is that names will never hurt someone else. And I think families and friends and colleagues have kind of given themselves creative license to say whatever they want about their loved ones, all in the spirit of them being right about whatever side they choose.
And so what do you recommend to people to kind of, we're getting into the holiday season. I've already heard of people not wanting to be with other family members at Thanksgiving and at Christmas because they're on one side of the fence or the other.
It's heartbreaking. It's truly heartbreaking because when you look at the bigger picture, there are so many more similarities and among families and your loved ones. There's so many more similarities that we focus on those one difference and then really highlight that. And then the question is, what do you need from your family members? Do you need them to believe exactly what you believe? And I think when we step back and ask ourselves that, the answer is no. We don't need people to believe exactly what we believe. So can we focus on something else? The other thing, Larry, this is a really good advice thinking about going into your holiday parties and gatherings with family. What can actually be done? So if you going in and screaming at them and yelling at them and telling them how they're wrong and bad will lead to behaviors that will help you en route to whatever you want, and go ahead and do it. But if you really ask yourselves, what do you want? So for instance, if what you want is for your family to adopt your political perspective, well, we all know people learn more by watching than but what we tell them to believe. So if you come at them with anger and hatred and ugliness, that's not really appealing for them to just jump onto your side. So ask yourself what you want. Ask what can be done. It's not going to be another election for a while. So in the immediate present, what do you want? And how about the love of family, the strength of family? We get our support from our family. So don't fracture that. Try to heal it.
I want to read you a statement. Let's flip this around the other way. I want to read you a statement, then ask a question. From a social media post, it says, "For any of my friends on here who voted for him, kindly remove yourself today. It is not a political disagreement. It is a moral and ethical divide that can't be overcome." Now, let's say that this was directed at me. How would you have me respond to that person?
I would probably say something like, that's really unfortunate, but I wish you all the best and tons of peace. Like, all I can do is give you peace and then let go. I can give you my best and let go. I think that's an unfortunate spot that person puts him or herself in. And it's not based on anything logical or rational. And so when you have something that's purely emotional, here's the thing, that person might believe that it's very rational and logical, but that's simply not true. That's the ego saying, I need everyone to believe. And if you spread out on a big spreadsheet all the different beliefs, how many of those beliefs are really similar except for one area? And so people create this illogical perspective in their minds, and then they convince themselves that it's logical. And so I would wish that person the best and step away.
Let go. Okay.
Yeah, and that is a buildup of several years of extreme animosity and name-calling where there was not any olive branch extended either way, and there still isn't apparently today. So it makes it difficult for people who chose one side or the other. If you didn't choose my side, then you're out, and vice versa.
Yeah, it's all ego. It's really ego. Our ego convinces us that we're right about everything. Whatever I believe, I'm right about. And the silly part is that we're simply not. You know, if you've ever sat with someone in hospice in people's final moments, the one thing they want is peace. They're not sitting there saying, and I need everybody to know I was right 3,218 times. Like, it's not about being right. In our final moments, we want peace. And I say this to young people all the time. If you want to be good at music, practice music. You want to be good at sports, practice sports. We're all going to have that final moment. We're all going to have that last moment. So that's inevitable. We're all going to want peace. Why not begin practicing it now? And peace has nothing to do with everyone agreeing with you. It has to do with control of your inner world, regardless of what's going on around you.
Is that what you, and you spend a lot of time with incarcerated individuals who have a lot of anger and issues, that the message to them that they have to let some of that go, obviously?
You know that it is, but I will tell you something that's very fascinating. In prisons, and I go into maximum security prisons working some of the toughest individuals, physically toughest people, they have a better ability to talk about politics than people do on the outside. So, for example, someone can say, listen, if that's your belief system and that works for you, you do your program, you do what works for you. They're not trying to convince each other. Whereas in the public, people are trying to convince each other. And part of that might be because in prison, if you start something, it could lead to something real, real quick. And so people are mindful about that. Whereas in behind the computer keyboard warriors, they can say awful things and feel no consequence for it.
Yeah, that's one of the issues, is the social media aspect, which is a relatively new, you know, when it comes to elections, for people to say anything they want, as harsh as it may be. And if they would never say that to person face to face.
That's right.
Well, here's another reality, that the reason why people voted differently from them was for whatever obscure reason that they really don't like. The truth is, there were lots of reasons people voted for either candidate. There were reasons why. They didn't vote to get you. They voted for things that they valued as support.
Dr. Christian Conte, follow him on YouTube and social media. Always appreciate your insight, Doc. Thanks for the time this morning.
So grateful to be here.
Free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather information, and Friday Night Lights playoffs. Yeah, we're in the midst of playoffs. Some are getting ready to go to the Whitfield Championships already, Paul. And then after that, after Thanksgiving weekend, then it's on to the States. How about all six sections were represented by Pittsburgh area teams last year? Just to give you an idea, there are 13 districts.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be, Larry?
Yes, absolutely. And coming up, very excited to have David Johnson, anchorman, WPXI Television, is now retiring. He just announced yesterday he will be hanging up the microphone, or the lavalier in his case, on December 13th. And he's going to join us to talk about his career and what led to this decision. It's a big decision. I mean, you do this your whole life. Now, keep in mind, that's 40 years at PXI. He was at five stations leading up to that. So he's been in the business.
He was in Atlanta before he came here, right?
Half a century, yeah.
I think it was.
And what a good guy. I know firsthand. Just a great person. And
in our industry, you don't stay somewhere, as I said earlier, that long, that many decades, if you're not good at what you do, and you also need to be a good person.
So what does a former anchor man do? We'll find out.
Yeah,
what he's going
to
do.
Well, I mean, there's one angle, foreign travel. We'll have to get into that, right? I'm interested to hear his answer to the question about the grandchildren in Italy.
Yeah, he's got a couple of grandchildren with another on the way. And they live in Italy. So it'll be interesting to hear from David Johnson.
Got a question for you.
What do you got?
About the supermoon this week?
Super!
Yeah. Well, they say in this little blurb that I'm looking at, the peak will be Friday. Yesterday, I was telling our listeners, based on the story I had, it was going to be Thursday. So,
yes. And let's see. We may have some cloudy conditions to obscure your super moon.
Super! Do you think it's Thursday or Friday?
I think it's overnight. Thursday into Friday.
Ah, okay. That's the reason why the confusion. There yes. we go. Okay. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.